Anyway, let's bring on our next guest. Excited once again to have with us the editor for Men's Fitness Magazine, Roy Johnson. Welcome to the show.
Gentlemen, how you guys doing?
Oh, it's always a pleasure, Roy. What is happening this month in Men's Fitness Magazine?
Well, I tell you, we've got the great Jason Statham coming up on our cover. I mean, he is the baddest guy in Hollywood. He's in the film Expendables.
Oh, yeah. It comes out this week.
We went to Australia, worked out with him on the set, got some great pictures there, plenty of workouts, a lot of great nutrition stuff, packed with all sorts of things as usual.
Nice. Very good. So now, that movie comes out this week. Did you have any other guys around there, like Stallone? And I heard the baddest guy out of all those Expendable guys is that guy Randy Couture.
Well, Randy Couture fights for a living. All these other guys are just pretending.
Yeah.
So, if there was a fight on set, I might have put my money on Couture. All the other guys are just posing.
I read an article that they interviewed. They said, who's the one guy that's like the baddest guy? And they all said him. And I'm like, oh, it was like unanimous. So I can tell you're right. Everybody else does it for fun, but he's the real deal.
Yeah, they just play bad guys in the movies. He does it and proves it in the ring or in the octagon.
Great. What else you got in the magazine this month?
Well, we've got we're really trying to challenge you. And for those of you who work out regularly, we've got a couple of great workouts. We've got one we called with a real old school routine that's really called a 5x5 workout. Most guys when they do workouts, they do like 3 sets and then move on to the next
right.
move. We're gonna challenge you to do 5 sets, not at your maximum weight, but to do 5 sets of each of these moves, really to boost your gains. Because a lot of guys they reach a plateau, they get bored, they don't feel like they're challenged. We'll do the 5x5 this month and see if you can boost your gains. And
nice.
Then we have another one we call the pain workout. It's the same thing. This is a month when you challenge yourself. Coming towards the end of the summer, you've really worked hard, you look good, but you don't want to slack off going into Labor Day. So
right.
Got some challenging moves here for you this month.
Oh, great. So lots of good new ideas about working out. Not your typical 3-set workout. Now it's multiple sets. Is it now? Do you also limit the amount of time, the rest in between each set? Is that also in there as well to make it a little more challenging as well?
Resting is important. You don't want to rest too long, but you want to rest long enough so that you can get the maximum effort out of each set. Some guys go right from one set to another, and then by the third and certainly in the fifth set, you don't have anything left. So you do want to give yourself rest. It's typically about 30 seconds, and that allows you to get the most out of each set.
Yeah, I find working out with the fat guy, he tends to rest for 30 minutes in between each set.
I was going to say, the 30-day rest period doesn't quite fit in with our plan.
We call it napping. We don't call it rest.
Roy, we have a thing about working out, me and the fat guy. It's the thing is, working out for most people, you can use the increments of the weights to challenge oneself. We think that laughing, trying to make the other guy laugh in the middle of doing a repetition or a set, that really separates the men from the boys.
Absolutely. To be able to hold that 150 pounds
absolutely.
Up in the air above your chest
somebody's making fun of you.
Right. Get that heart rate
up. That's for the real men. For everybody.
I haven't seen that in your magazine yet.
We have to come up with the tickle workout.
Right. Tickle workout. Absolutely. There's nothing like it, and that's how you make it interesting.
Concentration. Absolutely. Focus.
Now, a couple of issues ago, we talked a little bit about Lance Armstrong, who's getting ready for the Tour de France. The Tour de France is over now. Lance had a disappointing effort. Disappointing in terms of didn't win it, but a lot of speculation surfacing around him about allegations of past drug use now and his performance. He crashed a bunch of times. I can't believe the guy finished the race because he crashed like 3 times. You want to comment anything about what do you think around him? Because he's been such a this is one guy who's been tested more than anyone, and a lot of speculation, especially from Floyd Landis and lots of other people, about if he's clean or not. What do you think?
You know, there may not be a more polarizing figure in all of sports. You don't find many people who are wishy-washy about Lance Armstrong.
Right.
Most people will agree that what he has done off the bike to bring awareness to finding a cure for cancer and the money that he has raised through Live Strong certainly elevates him to being among the best do-gooders
right.
among professional athletes. But there are those who also believe that there's something there, that, you know, the proverbial where there's smoke,
there's fire. Right.
Unfortunately, there's no proof yet.
Right.
And what you really hope is this doesn't drag on forever without some definitive response. Either show us the test or move on. It's almost the same with Barry Bonds. The man's been under indictment for 20 years.
Right.
And I believe the prosecutors have moved on because they actually can't find anything. Well, say that and move on. You know, I'm tired of allegations and threats and even indictments, which get a lot of press. They get prosecutors and people like Floyd Landis a lot of attention, but then it disappears and nothing is ever resolved, and it leaves the person tainted without any real resolution.
Now, more importantly, let's talk about the dream team in Miami. What's your take on that?
I tell you, you know, being a Knicks season ticket holder.
Are you a diehard Knicks fan?
I'm not a diehard Knicks fan. I didn't grow up here.
Okay.
I've lived here most of my adult life, and my kids have been going to games since they were babies. So my son was hoping for LeBron in New York, but it
right.
clearly did not have a snowball's chance of happening because it looks like he and D-Wade and Bosch have, you know, decided about 5 years ago
right.
that they were going to play with each other.
Right.
You know, I think it was a great thing for the NBA in the offseason. It kept them at the top of the pages and in the back pages of the tabloids. You now have the Miami Heat, who are the New York Yankees without the rings right now, but
right.
they are the team that everyone will come watch. You know, everybody is circling Miami, coming to their town.
Right.
It will sell out everywhere, and other teams are not going to go lightly. They're
right.
going to be the NBA's rival. You know, no matter where they're playing, other teams are going to try to stake their claim against the Heat. And
right.
now Jeff Van Gundy thinks they'll win 85 games, which is pretty difficult in an 82-game season.
that's how good they are.
But right yeah. now, I don't know who's on the team other than the three guys.
Right.
I mean, they got a couple of guys. But, you know, so unless they're going to play 3-on-5,
right.
I'm not quite sure how they're going to do, but they're going to be fun as heck to watch.
And if you, the other thing, too, is the expectation now is, you know, I've seen so much expectation saying that they're going to be in the NBA Finals. They may win the championship. If you watch the finals last year between the Lakers and the Celtics, it came down to their bench. It wasn't their top guys that you know, they needed a strong bench in order to win. And
there's so many factors that, you know, come into reaching the final.
Right.
Health being the main
right.
one. And you're right. Every critical game was ultimately won by someone who was not one of the stars.
Right.
Yes, the stars did their share. But those guys were just toast by Game 7 of the finals. And if it wasn't for the benches on those respective teams, they wouldn't have gotten there. And certainly the Laker bench ultimately outplayed the Celtic bench. And
right.
that's why these teams retool there every year. They don't necessarily retool with the stars. So whatever happens, it'll be fun to watch. They'll be on the highlights every night. And they will be the standard bear for the league this season, but I will guarantee you that Orlando and Boston and Chicago in the East are not going to go quietly.
Now, what about the controversy of LeBron being kind of in an ensemble now instead of being the leader? What's your take on that?
You know, that is a something that will have to resolve itself over time. You know, it is clearly not his team. He chose to take a step back in order to get a chance at a ring. I think ultimately, if he has 4 or 5 rings, it won't matter whether he was the man or the other man.
Right.
So that is what he decided. I respect him for making that decision. There are some people who believe that, you know, he pretty much took the coward's way out. Instead of leading a team, just sort of joining a bunch of guys and the posse going after the ring together. It remains to be seen how his legacy is shaped by that decision.
Right. Now, getting back to the Men's Fitness magazine, one of the things I love about the magazine is I love the quickie little recipes that you can use, especially for guys. You know, we're and especially me, I hate to cook. I hate to do anything in terms of anything that's going to keep me for 10 minutes to eat, to make something. I'm not a big fan of, especially like if I have to cook something. Can you imagine if I had to cook something, Lee, for like an hour?
No, that's not going
to
happen.
Holy crap. That would I'd be done. I'd have to order out and then bring it in and then make something for somebody else. Anything this month that's any quick recipes for people, for especially guys that, you know, need to, you know, I know.
Absolutely. And we call them man meals. And not only are they easy to prepare, but they will impress your lady as well. Because
yes. You need that.
They're going to be different. We're not just telling you to grill a steak or make a hamburger. We have something called the Frogmore Stew in this issue. It's sort of a classic Cajun dish. So it's spicy. It's got corn. It's got potatoes and shrimp and a lot of other things. So the preparation time will be fun because you're putting all these ingredients together, basically putting them in a pot, spicing it up, and just watching the magic happen. So that's a great one. But we've also got the best breakfast for weight loss. We've got three different breakfasts that people can use and if they want to start losing weight. And your mom told you that breakfast was the most important meal of the day.
Right.
I'm still amazed at how many people don't have breakfast.
Right.
That's their weight loss plan. Well, I'm not going to eat. Well, that's dumb.
Right.
You got to have something to jumpstart your metabolism early in the day. And we've got three great breakfasts in our gut check section this month that will help you not only get your body started burning calories every morning, but give you three great starts if you're trying to lose weight.
Roy, what's your go-to in the morning living in the city? What is there something that you have to have every day? Or I mean, you can have any. Living in New York City.
Pastrami sandwich.
Yeah, that's what I'd go with. Pastrami from Ben's Deli.
The pastrami omelet, is that what you're working on?
No, but that's what
I get up early, and prior to going to work out, I have a protein shake. I have something. I want something in my stomach so that I don't get too lightheaded when I'm at the gym. I work out pretty hard, so I have this shake that has nutrients in it before I go. And then when I return at about 7:30, before I catch my train into the city at about 8:30, I have yogurt with low-fat granola and blueberries. Blueberries are one of the best
antioxidants
you can have because of the antioxidants. And that's how I get my morning
started. Look at you, Roy, living clean. Look at that. He's
an inspiration to everybody.
I make up for it later in the day.
If he's talking the talk, he's walking the walk. He's doing it all, Lee. I mean, it's unbelievable. Well, this month's issue is it's out for Men's Fitness, and it's always a pleasure, Roy, having you on the show. The fat guy and I are going to be in New York in October. We want to go on a workout with you when we're there. What do you think? You think we can go on a little?
Let us know. We'll set something up. We can pull it off. Why don't we do? We can do the show from work out at the same time.
Oh, that would be great. We would love that. That would be awesome. That would be fantastic. And I'd love to see the fat guy. We may have to bring an oxygen tank with us too, Roy. And
part of the training will be you guys carrying me.
I got a defibrillator in case we need to revive him. So
keep the defibrillator close by.
Roy, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on the show, and we'll talk to you next month.
Absolutely. Thanks again, guys.
Take care, buddy. Have a great day. Bye-bye. That's Roy Johnson. He is the editor for Men's Fitness Magazine. Check out the new issue. It is on stands now, mensfitness.com. Check out their website
as
well.
Jason Statham.
That's right.
You know who that is.
Yeah, big dude. Big, strong
tough
dude.
Guy.
Tough guy. Expendables. He's in the new Expendables movie.
I know.
And when you're online, check out Dr. Fitness and Fat Guy, DrTheFitnessAndTheFatGuy.com. Check out our new book, You Can't Lose... That's not our new book. You Can't Lose Weight Alone. That's our old book.
I forgot.
You Can't Lose Weight Alone, The Partner Power Weight Loss Program is our old book. That's still good. It's good. Don't get me wrong. I like that book. But 35 Ways to Raise Active Kids by Turner Publishing is our new book. It is coming out. It'll be out in a couple of weeks. Check it out in your new...
It's going to be huge in France, thanks to Valerie.
Thebootcamp.com, absolutely. And go to our Facebook page. Join us. And when's our next prize we're giving out there?
We did 400. What's next?
I don't know. You like to do it like every 25?
Well, not anymore. If they're going to happen every week, it's too much work for me.
It's creating
maybe
a new job for you.
100.
Maybe our 500?
500. They're going to get.
500? We'll get them.
You should go to their house and make them dinner for the 500.
I don't know about that. Maybe I'll call you. I'll give you a personalized phone call.
That'll be good.
We'll call you up. Or maybe they won't get the 500 if they know we're calling them.